Yes, I know. Everybody's writing me. The movie I could not think of yesterday, starring Kevin Spacey, about a Spacey alien invading a human being. The movie is called K-Pax, which is an odd name for a movie. I don't really blame myself for not being able to think of that. K-PAX. It's the planet Kevin Spacey comes from. K-PAX. K-Pax. Is there life on other planets? Well, of course. And of course that the planets on our solar system are not the only planets in the universe. And of course there is a great region above the outer space world that we see. It's the celestial realm on heavens. It's even above the stars. And it is peopled, populated by billions and billions and billions of spiritual beings. And so it's not far-fetched. And we see that they do possess human beings, as scary as that is. But don't worry, it can't happen to you. People have asked me that. Martin, can I get possessed by a spirit? I say, well, you already are. Haha, but the spirit I mean is the spirit of God. The spirit of God makes its home in you. And even though our friend, the Apostle Paul, was buffeted by demons, messenger of the Lord, he said, a demon buffeted him, got into his flesh, and caused him problems. That's not what you would call possession. My God, no. God possesses us. Now, yeah, you can't be possessed. You can be vexed. You can be tormented in a certain degree, but not unless God makes it happen. Talked about the fumes. The fifth messenger, who we will find is named Apollyon, opens the well, the submerged chaos, and fumes ascended out of the well as the smoke of a large furnace. Fumes, of course, are literal. It's not smoke, it's fumes, but it's also figurative of the anger of God. And we use this term today. I was fuming mad when I saw the weather forecast. Fuming. So God fumes as well. He's kind of like irritated. Maybe it sounds like the hissing of one of those heaters. Like when I was in school, they had those old radiator type heaters. And every once in a while, that thing would come on. So God fumes. And of course, this is but a role he plays as one fuming. Because overall, he's at peace with the world. But now he's a fuma. He's going to fumigate in his fuming. And the fume is going to ascend out of the submerged chaos. The well of the submerged chaos. Again, this is a role God plays. Because he is absolutely loving and absolutely conciliated. But in order to get people's attention, he fumes. And he plays the part of a member of his own creation, which is a figure of speech known as condescension. Did I mention that this was Martin Zender and you are at the Revelation series? Well, there you go. Now, I mentioned Baldwin, Michigan. And many of you say, where's Baldwin, Michigan? Well, it's 25 miles east of Ludington, Michigan. Where's Ludington? Oh, Ludington is on Lake Michigan, right? And it's in the northern part of Michigan, up near the fingers, not the thumb. And Baldwin is a little small chapel there was up there for many years, and the saints gathered there since the 1930s. I got in on the last part of that move of God. There's some great teachers there. And then I showed up. Anyway, that was a joke. And so I taught one day. I remember this. I taught on the locust. And I was saying how they were going to come on your windows. And they're going to be banging everywhere. And they were going to be coming out of the faucets. And they're going to be just appalling numbers of them. And I started to describe them as I'm about to read to you in the Unveiling Chapter 9. And as I elaborated with great fanfare and daring do about the locust, a woman in the audience actually gasped involuntarily, like that was the greatest compliment I could have received. I just took her breath away. I literally took her breath away. Literally, she lost her breath for a second because of the shock. I don't think she ever realized. In fact, she told me this, that these things were literal. Because you read the Bible and you just kind of gloss over that. That's too fantastic, too crazy to be true. And so this woman, oh my God, it's real. And it is real. I hear the collective gasp of all of you out there. And here we go. The sun is darkened by the fumes of the well, and out of the fumes came out locusts into the earth. Now, these are called locusts, but they're not like any locusts we know on earth except for one characteristic. And I'm going to tell you what that characteristic is today, hopefully before the end of the show. Well, it will have to be by the end of the show if I do it today. If it doesn't happen by the end of the show, then I will do it tomorrow. And license was granted them as the scorpions of the earth have license, as the scorpions of the earth. They have to have a license. God gives them a license to do what they're about to do. And it was declared to them, they are the servants of Apollyon, who is the servant of God. And it was declared to them that they should not be injuring the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, except those of humankind who have not the seal of God on their foreheads. So again, that this proves that Satan is not the star falling from heaven that releases the locust. So it's not as if Satan's nickname here is Apollyon, because Satan would not unleash these hordes upon the heads of his friends, because these are people who have taken the mark of the beast, because those who are sealed are not tormented by the locust. So even if you're on the earth, if you're sealed, you're not going to be bothered by the locust. It's the same deal as in Egypt, when the blood was on the doorposts and the killing angel passed over your house. Now, you may be wondering here, it's not going to be injuring the grass of the earth. You could say, well, Martin, in verse 7 of the Unveiling 8, we saw that all green grass was burned up. And people will say the Bible contradicts itself, but you have to look at the details. Look at this. It's great. Wonderful. Stupendous. And it was declared to them they should not be injuring the grass of the earth. It doesn't say green grass. After that, it says, nor any green thing. So it's apparent to me that the grass is not part of the any green thing. And this is verified by the fact that in chapter 8, the green grass is all burned up. So there's other kind of grass besides green grass. For instance, there's brown grass. And I rest my case. They are appointed to torment those of mankind that do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And it was granted to them, not that they should be killing them, but that they should be tormenting for five months. Now, if you are going to spiritualize the book of the unveiling of Jesus Christ, tell me what this 5 months represents. Tell me what the number 144,000 represents. Tell me what the number 3.5 years represents. Tell me what the number 2 represents in the 2 witnesses. I'll tell you what they represent. 2, 144,000, 3.5, and 5. These are literal times. And this also happens, air quotes, to correspond with the season of locusts. It's generally 5 months. And these locusts torment for 5 months. That's their lifespan. You're starting to get creeped out because of how real this is. You're starting to get creeped out that 5 means 5 and months means months. And when God wants to say years, he'll say years. When he wants to say months, he'll say months. And when he wants to say days, he'll say it. And he won't say days and mean years. He won't say years and mean months. And he won't say locusts and mean elephants. And they torment 5 months, and their torment is as the torment of scorpions whenever it should be striking a human. And in those days, humans will be seeking death, and under no circumstances shall they be finding it. And they will be yearning to die, and death is fleeing from them. And the likeness of the locusts are like horses made ready for battle. And on their heads are, as it were, wreaths like gold. John is straining to find something in the world that he knows, the world of first century Palestine, to describe these supernatural beings that are here called locusts. We have the term as, like, and as it were. These terms tell us that these are not literal depictions, but that John is straining to find something that he knows to describe it. It is as the torment of a scorpion. He knows what a scorpion is. And the likeness of the locusts are like, they're like horses made ready for battle. It's the horses made ready for battle. It's not that they look like horses, but it's like horses made ready for battle. Like the horses are, they're gearing up. And they're being fit for war against humanity. To bring them to the utter end of themselves. And on their heads are, as it were, like, kind of like, maybe, as it were, like, as it seems to me, wreaths like gold, as it were wreaths, kind of like the way I think of wreaths, kind of like how I know wreaths are, and it's as gold, they're shiny, it's like gold, it's as gold. They're not literal wreaths of gold. There is something on their heads, and it has some kind of luminance that reminds John of gold. Because if you take all this stuff literally, literal wreaths of gold, literal horses, you're a mess. And no wonder people read this and they go, what's that? But now I'm telling you that John, this human being who lived in first century Palestine, is seeing real things. And he's, again, pulling down out of the thesaurus of his mind, out of the dictionary of his experience, a description of these things that no one's ever seen. And the only thing he can think to call them is locusts. And they're like horses, and they're, as it were, they have on their heads, as it were, wreaths as gold. And there's more. And tomorrow, we're going to show you the more. And I'm going to tell you tomorrow why 5 months, why they are called locusts in the first place. The answer is harrowing. Disturbing. But again, God limits this to, remember, 3.5 years, right? And remember, I told you the limiting judgments of God. He's very careful. He's surgical. These are surgical strikes. And God only burns only a third of the earth, a third of the waters, a third of this, a third of that. Very careful. And here we have 5 months only, compared to the entire eons, that the scourge comes upon the earth. I'm going to show you how this compares to Egypt as well, because there are many similarities between Egypt and the unveiling. That was a microcosm, one nation against another nation. This is God against the world, for the purpose that the world comes to righteousness.